This is Pure Decking, show number 344 for Thursday, April the 11th, 9:17 p.m. Oh, that's not the year. Anyways.
1984.
This is the show about stuff that interests me, like information security, rigging the game, and reminding you that the monsters under your bed are more scared of you than you are of them when you're properly armed. I'm Morps, and tonight we have Madman. Madman, what are we drinking?
I am drinking bullet bourbon.
That's awesome, so am I. Though most of it's already evaporated, damn. And we have Aryu.
Once again, the only one who is legally designated driver. Ryan, the sober one.
Yeah, but you always take us out in the middle of the Australian outback, and then things get weird.
Yeah, but that's the first time I saw a duck-billed beaver.
They're interesting, aren't they?
That was just a very cheap hooker, Madman.
Oh, God.
It's a mammal, but it lays eggs.
Somebody's finishing up a big sippy over there or something?
Yep.
Got a bit of ice in the bottom of the glass there, Madman?
All right, let's. Probably going to be a light show tonight. News is rather jammed up between Assange and, you know, in the net neutrality stuff and a little bit else. So it's just not that much other crap to talk about. So might be scraping the bottom of the barrel a little bit. It's all right. Here we go. First article up tonight is from NPR, actually. UK regulators propose broad social media regulations to counter quote unquote online harms.
Wait, what? They don't exist.
It's thought God. Crime. It is actually literally the definition of a thought crime. It's wrong crime. Think. You're expressing the wrong opinions.
Oi, mate, you got a license for that.
License for what?
Geeky cunt.
Your opinion. You know, I'm sorry, did you have a writer's license? No, off to jail with you. Terrorist groups using the internet to spread propaganda, criminal gangs inciting violence over social media, sexual predators going online to groom children for exploitation. These are some of the harms the United Kingdom has identified that spread via social media platforms. To counter those harms, the UK plans to require social media companies become much more active in removing and responding to harmful material on their platforms. The sweeping 102-page white paper released Monday envisions requirements for everything from ensuring an accurate news environment, we are the Ministry of Truth, to combating hate speech and stamping out cyberbullying. Absent from the paper were any definitions of what those things actually mean. The proposal is the latest in a series of increased efforts by governments around the world to respond to harmful content online. Last year, Germany imposed fines of up to $60 million if social media companies don't delete illegal content posted to their services. After the massacre in Christchurch, New Zealand, Australian lawmakers passed legislation subjecting social media executives to imprisonment if they don't quickly remove violent content. The UK proposal goes further than most by proposing the creation of a new regulatory body to monitor a broad array of harms and ensure companies comply. I'm deeply concerned that social media firms are not doing enough to protect users from harmful content, Prime Minister Theresa May said. So today we're putting out a legal duty of care on these companies to keep users safe, and if they fail to do so, tough punishments will be imposed. The era of social media firms regulating themselves is over. I need another dramatic sound, like a thunderclap or something.
How are they going to prevent me from kicking in someone's door and blowing their heads off?
Well, they're just going to look ahead at your Google Calendar where you've, you know, penciled in visit with BSV. And I don't know why you need BSV's help. I mean,
I'm very, very horrible with directions.
The new duty of care has yet to be fleshed out. Cycros in the chat room says the era of Theresa May is just about over, too.
Era of Britain is almost done.
Yeah, how's that Brexit working out for you?
The time of man is over. Fucking orcs are running the joint.
Yeah, that's a whole nother. I would ask who wants to take bets on the fact that Brexit is never going to happen, but I don't think we'd have any takers.
Hey, man, they always say it's darkest before the dawn. It is fucking dark right now, people.
It's not darkest before the dawn. Well, okay, it might be darkest before the dawn, but it's not actually coldest before the dawn. It's actually coldest a few hours after dawn. Just something to think about. The new duty care has yet to be fleshed out, but UK officials offered plenty of suggestions for what they expect a new regulator to include in a code of practice. Officials expect companies to do what they can to counter illegal content and activity. This could include requirements to actively scan or monitor content for tightly defined categories of illegal content, such as threats to national security or material that sexually exploits children. It's already illegal. Child porn illegal. Is already illegal.
Should they already work on keeping child porn off their site?
Good God.
The FBI still run the biggest child porn dump on the internet?
I think they shut that down.
Okay. Just checking.
Well, I haven't checked. I mean...
Well, nobody should check. I just thought I'd throw it out there because it's the world's worst kept secret five years ago.
The last time we talked about it, I think it had said that they had shut it down, and that's been a bit... But you never know.
That's not something I Google.
What's the FBI's child porn site? I heard they have the... I'm not even going to finish that joke. It gets too dark. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I tried, and I failed. Officials also expect any code of practice to require that social media companies use fact-checking services during elections, promote authoritative news sources, and generally kind of counter the echo chamber in which many users are exposed to viewpoints they already agree with. Wow. What? Let's think about that one for a second. And that's literally the definition of Ministry of Truth. No, you must propose only what we say the truth is.
Hold up. If they do this, you know, everyone that has like the CNN news feed, they're going to be force-fed Tucker Carlson.
Fox. Tucker Carlson's on Fox, man.
That's his point.
If they said something that gets you out of your bubble. So if I subscribe to the CNN news feed, every so often, Tucker Carlson's just going to pop up and be like, bam, bitch.
Yeah.
And they're trying to minimize harm. I do not suggest anybody who is of the normie persuasion to be watching Tucker Carlson. The dude does stories on racist trees. It's a half hour of fucking hilarity every night.
Tauntauns, Mr. President.
Yes, he was the only one who covered that story, too. Like, this is the number one fucking rated cable show, and he covered that as a fucking... I think it was a top of the... Top of the show story, yeah. So an A-list story.
Yeah, we all know that's not going to be the case. We all know it's going to be, you listen to Alex Jones? Quick, here, you need some MSNBC. We all know that's
take some Rachel
be.
Maddow.
Yeah.
Like, what's this dude trying to tell me? Oh, shit, it's a woman? Fuck. No, hang on. Can't tell again.
It's like, what happened? Everybody just logged out of Facebook for some reason. I don't know why.
There's a suggestion.
Right? It's like, just shut the machines down. Download the MP3s, go outside. You can still listen to the, you can still listen to Pure Decking. Just download it to your whatever your portal device is. Don't fucking look at the screen. Just put on play. Go outside. Speaking of, Madman, weather's getting nice. We need to plan another camping trip. Not this weekend. I've got a conference, but yeah. Anyways, let's see. Linus called a lot of the social media platforms just terrible. Let's see. Where was I? Companies don't comply with the new rules. They could face substantial fines, and individual members of the company's senior management could face personal liability. Wow. It's a big change from the current system of liability in which online platforms aren't held responsible for illegal content that users upload until they become aware of it. So now they're going to be, you know, personally liable for content even if they're not aware of it. Shit. So what's getting blocked in the UK? Most of your social media platforms. It's like, yeah, no, we just don't let you on anymore. I mean, seriously, yeah. That's what these kind of laws...
I don't have a problem with it.
That's what these laws do, is you just drive these companies out of your country, which, you know what? Fair enough.
I don't have a problem with it. Let's get back to some normality.
Yeah. Back to the article. We cannot allow these harmful behaviors and content to undermine the significant benefits that the digital revolution can offer, said Jeremy Wright, the UK's digital secretary, in a statement. These harmful behaviors... In a statement accompanying the proposal, while some companies have taken steps to improve safety on their platforms, progress has been too slow and inconsistent overall. If we surrender our online spaces to those who spread hate, abuse, fear, and vitriolic content, then we all lose. So, like, most everybody? Hate has been defined as... anybody who disagrees with your opinion. Abuse is speaking about the fact that you disagree with their opinion. Fear, okay, well, that's just the wrong politics. Vitriolic content, again, wrong politics. Yeah. You know, if you're actually targeting real abuse, real, you know, like kiddie porn, which is what they always use as the example, go for it, man. That stuff, yeah, obviously it's already illegal. But how are we finding any of this shit?
It's already there.
Yeah. That's my
terroristic
question.
Threatening? If I actually say, Morps, I'm going to blow your fucking brains out. That's terroristic threatening. You can press charges.
By the way, I'm going to be returning fire.
No, I don't have a problem with that. I have longer ranged weapons than you do.
Yeah, I'll blow both of you up in Minecraft.
Let's see. We cannot allow... Where was I? You know what? Fuck the rest of this article. Obviously, it's still just a proposed law in the UK. But, I mean, listen to this bullshit. They never actually define any of this stuff. They just say they want to be able to... and they were talking about having to force traditional news content onto these platforms. So it's the recommended news content, right? Well, let's be real.
And there is the detail.
Yeah, that's what's really...
traditional news.
It's called, your old school media companies can't compete with online media companies. You know, you look at how quickly Facebook and Google got big to confirm that. So now they're going to government saying these people are pushing fake news and it's going to cost you your elections. Quick, force them to advertise for us for free.
Yeah, you got it in a nutshell, my friend. Make them include us in the new media, or we will fucking cost you elections.
Well, that's essentially what they've done. They're already in the new media. They're already on Facebook.
But they can't.
They're still even being watched on Facebook. And I want to know, how are they going to determine what is legitimate news?
If Wall Street can get a handout from the government, then goddamn it, you want to bet fucking CNN wants to get their handout as well.
Well,
too big to fail.
Look at CNN's big news story, the whole Trump conspiracy thing.
I can't blame them
for covering it because they had people in Congress telling them they've seen shit that leads to them to believe that's actually true. The report comes out. There's no smoke. There's no fire. Nothing happened. So was CNN lying for the full year? Do we go after them?
Nope.
Because they were wrong.
They're complaining that because they haven't seen the whole report yet, it must be a cover-up.
Oh, yeah, look, I'm with you, Madman. I was laughing at him, too, along the way, because you believed it or you didn't. And that's what news media is all about. Is there any truth here? They went as hard and as fast and probably a little bit too fast. But at the end of the day, there was no story. It's not their fault for chasing it. As you said, they were fed faulty information. What they should have done is apologized for their behalf of reporting fake news, what they thought at the time was real news, but turned out to be a complete conspiracy. And here are the people that gave us the fucking talking points. It's Senator this person, that person, that person. These people sent us down this rabbit hole. You want to blame people for false reporting? These guys lied to us. We will no longer be taking news tips from these people. But if you want to blame someone, don't blame CNN. Blame these people for giving us actual fake stuff, lies.
My point is, how long before you know it's actual fake news? Or whether, I don't know if I would call it fake, wrong news.
Oh, an ongoing investigation.
You know, whatever happened to the old just doing a retraction? Like, whoops, we found out this was wrong, our bad.
But now they're doubling down, man.
And one problem with it, they did a 2-year story out of what was a 5-minute report. Here's the story that should have been on at least that one. There's an investigation. When it's over, we'll let you know. Move on to the next story.
Yep.
Now, the people that were on the other side saying there's nothing there, they were vindicated, but how much evidence did they have? And now we're going to have a government come in and saying one side is right, one side is wrong before everything's done?
Well, that's what the UK wants. They haven't actually passed anything yet. It's still a proposed law. But it sounds like it's fairly far through. Along.
And I love it, the whole to stop violence. There is no violence on the internet. There's hyperbole on the internet. Violence only happens in reality. The internet's not reality. I can never hurt Cykros. He's too far away.
We can try, damn it. We can call him mean names in the hopes that he'll harm himself for us.
And then you just lose a user. Hey, turn it off. Walk away. Hey, maybe not go to that website. There's a good start.
And it's social media. They already have a fucking mute button. If someone's tweeting bad shit at you, you can ignore them.
Yeah, I have a severe aversion to pony porn. You know where I don't go? Danny, where there's fucking pony porn. God.
Oh, the mini links I've got to send you in Steam.
Fuck
now.
Off, madman. Remember,
I would never do that. I used to play
the sickest porn game with Big Brother. Now that motherfucker knows where there's some sick porn on the internet. What's up, Big, if you're out there?
Wow.
Yeah, that is some of the scariest parts about laws now. Nothing is defined. It's all, this committee will decide whatever. Here's a blanket check to do what they want. Oh, and Cykros is also impervious to harm. Didn't know that.
Superpower.
What caliber have you tested up to?
He works with the public voluntarily. You know what? That's category 4 right there.
Yeah.
Being superhero movies lately, if I ever have superpowers, I'm not going straight for the 45. We're starting out with a 22 and working it up.
Are you bulletproof? I don't know. Let's find out. I like this finger the least.
Like, if the 22 flattens out, I'm at least bullet resistant. Move up to, 38, then a 9, 45, then move into rifle calibers. Okay, but I won't call that harm.
I've been told that the Shazam movie is actually pretty good, so I need to go see that at some point.
It's, they don't go with the original storyline, they go with the 52 reboot. But it's okay.
Well, I mean, you still have a lot to work with that, comic history, so. Anyways, let's Let's do this next one here. This one jammed up the news feeds and most of the sites I cover, along with the Assange crap and the net neutrality crap. But anyways, I've got this one from Axios, but there's about 100 other sites that were covering this. Amazon employees listen to, transcribe, and annotate Echo users' interactions with the smart speaker in order to, quote, eliminate gaps in Alexa's understanding of human speech and help it to better respond to commands, Bloomberg reports. Why it matters. Alexa, Amazon's virtual assistant, may live in the cloud, according to Amazon's advertisements, but this work highlights the vital role humans still play in training software algorithms for smart devices and how many users might be unaware of such work. The big question, the recordings don't provide a user's full name and address, but are associated with an account number, which, as well as the user's first name and the device's serial number, according to Bloomberg, meaning they can look up who the thing belongs to. How it works. The recordings from Echo users' homes and offices are parsed by a team of contractors and full-time Amazon employees. The part about contractors being there is not good.
Yeah.
Who review up to 1,000 audio clips per day, operating under non-disclosure agreements that prevent them from speaking publicly about the work. Yeah.
That's always a good thing.
That's totally what happens with people who aren't famous in non-disclosure agreements. They always are under those. If you're a contract worker for Amazon, they better pay pretty damn well, because otherwise you fall into the judgment-proof category and you don't give a flying fuck about breaking the NDA. Now I kind of want to buy an Amazon Echo just to, you know, play horrible, horrible recordings into it all day long. You know, put it in the bathroom, under the sink, padded by blankets so it never hears anything I actually say, and just have a tape recorder just, you know, playing things into it.
Maybe all the Human Centipede movies.
Yeah, that would work. Mein Kampf, just for good measure, you know. I'm sure there's an audiobook version of that floating around somewhere.
Yeah.
I would say the entire Galaxy 15 back catalog, but somebody might do something with that, so...
Oh, no, if we're going to do something like that, I have nothing. Have fun with these stories.
I was thinking some of Lore's shows would be fun to throw at it.
Yeah?
See, that's only good with visuals. That's what really, really hurts your brain.
Yeah.
Hearing the word Yori, you don't know what it means. Now, watching Yori, you get an idea of what it means.
So, you know what? I don't think I know what that word means, and I'm perfectly happy with that arrangement.
Yeah, let's just keep moving.
Yeah, I'm not going to define anything for you. Eventually, the curiosity will gnaw at the back of your brain, and you'll look it up.
Yeah, I'm actually hoping that I've drank enough bourbon that I'll completely forget this conversation. The fact that that word exists. DPView actually asks a relevant question in the IRC. Is there an archive for all the older episodes, including the old G15 shows? Yes, there is. But why you would want to subject yourself to such torture, I don't know. If you're on the galaxy15radio.com site and you look under show archives, you will see a lot of the original early posts that were done when we were using WordPress to sort the shows before I switched over to the RSS thing I'm using now. So the way you get at the old archives is through that show archives link, but the way you get to the current shows is I don't think it's very well exposed on the website anymore. At one point it was, but you could go to shows.galaxy15.com, galaxy15radio.com, I should say, /decking, and that'll get you to the modern archives for decking, and I think that one starts at, around 200-ish, like 190-something, and that's when I switched over to that other system when we just never bothered to move the archives. At one point, I was going to, like, zip them all up and make something.
And I didn't...
Yeah, well, we just never got around to it, but then I never figured out a good way to grab all the show notes either. So, although I'm wondering how many of those early links are even any good anymore.
I don't think there's any IHN archive up there, is there?
Swaff still has them.
Yeah, but we haven't archived them on the net.
No, probably not.
I'm pretty happy with them not being exposed archive-wise.
Yeah, there's probably a few laws that we violated. We need to wait about 7 more years before we can post those. I think that's the statute of limitations.
We have to wait for sanity to come back so none of us get prosecuted in the EU for hate crimes.
Oh, yeah, I think I did yell fuck Haiti on one show, didn't I?
Dude, if that's all you did on one of those shows, holy shit. Remember I used to have fuckhead of the week, and it was always some female politician?
Yeah, I do remember that. Oh, fuck.
I know, because they made me re-listen to some of those earlier shows on the road trip last year. Yeah, so I have no plans to put the IHN archives back out anytime soon.
Oh, fuck. DPV just found them.
Oh, we've
got to
put them all out there.
He just said, I found them, thanks. We're fucked. He's going to have so much incriminating evidence.
I thought some of them were up there, at least the last few seasons.
A lot of those shows were done in a better time, in a better place, in a nicer world.
With a lot more liquor.
Yeah, when shit wasn't as crazy as it is today. But you could see it from there. You could definitely see it from there.
A lot of those early episodes, we hadn't learned how to not talk over each other yet. So yeah, we still had the number system. That was... it's one of the reasons
why... You have to bring that back, are you?
The number system?
I would do IHN tomorrow if I had a newsreader. Just because I... Why not? Yeah, I don't know if... people who are employed would want to do the show with me. But let's just say, apart from prison time, I have nothing left to lose at this point.
So, we'll do this, you and I. I will be the newsreader, dude.
If you want to do it, man, I'm quite fucking
happy.
It
doesn't have to be crazy news. Actual news is becoming crazy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. I'd love to do it. Like, you know, like Puppy Chucker Awards and stuff like that. Florida man. Yeah, I'd do it.
Florida man. But, world's greatest superhero.
It's just those people through full employment may want to consider otherwise, just in case.
Yeah, I can't speak to all the IHN episode links because we were just kind of mirroring another site, and I don't think it's there anymore. I'll have to ask Suave about that. He was running it. And he has so distanced himself from some of that early stuff.
Yeah,
he's just like, I don't want nothing to do with it.
Look, I know where they're sitting right now on a server, but they're just not open to the public. But
well, if we can get him online long enough to give me a link, I wouldn't mind to grab him.
He doesn't have him. It's not him. It's someone else.
Oh, I thought he had a full archive on a server.
Yeah, he does.
Huh, okay. Yeah, because at one point, I started archiving some of the later ones. Yeah, we're talking about the same guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll get him to zip it all up and throw you a copy.
Because the thing is, if we did that, yeah, one of these days I got to clean up all the sites and do something with the archives. The problem is if I actually post the audio somewhere, somebody's going to go through it at some point. We put a bunch of it up on archive.org at one point.
I don't know. I can't access archive.org anymore.
That was Lore's stuff. Yeah, he was using archive.org for a while.
I don't know. We'll think about it.
I want to check the Wayback Machine and see if any of that shit got saved on the Wayback Machine now.
Simpler times,
Some of the original I Have Nothing word blog got saved on it.
What we need is all those banners that were hanging in the original chat room we used. Anyways.
I have photos of those.
Yeah, I think I've got some floating around too. I was going through some of the old archives the other day and found a bunch of those old pictures. But anyways, let's see. This one's from BBC.com. U.S. lawmakers. Oh, this is the one RU sent me. U.S. lawmakers to probe algorithm bias.
The algorithm's not biased. It's the person that programmed it.
Computer.
Thank you, Madman.
I don't know how I'm going to read this without losing it. Computer algorithms must show that they are free of race, gender, and other biases before they are deployed, U.S. politicians have proposed.
Excuse me, sir, do you have any fucking idea how a computer works?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, but what if I want to do, I don't know, look up the Harlem Renaissance? You know what they're going to do? There's going to be an algorithm. Find me black poets.
Lawmakers, once again confusing computers for magic, have drafted a bill that would require tech firms to test prototype algorithms for bias. Many organizations rely on coded instructions or algorithms for tasks such as showing users relevant ads, analyzing behavior, or sorting data. Critics said the bill could limit the benefits of machine intelligence. The rules would affect companies with annual revenues of $50 million in revenue or which hold data on more than 1 million people. Oh, God. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden, who helped draft the law, said it was needed because computer algorithms were increasingly involved in the lives of Americans. But instead of eliminating bias, too often these algorithms depend on bias assumptions or data that can actually reinforce discrimination against women and people of color, he said.
Oh no. Not the women.
They don't know how searches work.
This, Mr. President, is a unicorn.
Oh, I get that.
Tauntauns, Mr. President.
Something like that.
This is, of course, a picture of former President Ronald Reagan naturally firing a machine gun while riding on the back of a dinosaur. The rocket launcher strapped to President Reagan's back. The stirring, unmistakable patriotism of the Velociraptor holding up a tattered American flag. There was no battle with or without Velociraptors.
I don't think that last one worked. Anyways, seriously, it's like we don't want any of them racist computers in here. God. Instead of eliminating, the statement outlining the need for the law cited as evidence an algorithm that Amazon used to help recruit staff was found to be biased against women. The algorithm was scrapped. Last month, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development sued Facebook for enabling discrimination by letting advertisers restrict who saw ads for homes on the basis of race, religion, or nationality. Yes, you are not allowed to prevent your real estate listings in the United States from appearing in Africa, because that would be racist. The proposed law drew criticism from the Information Technology Innovation Foundation industry group. Daniel Castro, a spokesman for the foundation, said the law would only stigmatize AI and discourage its use. To hold algorithms to a higher standard than any human decision implies that automated decisions are inherently less trustworthy and more dangerous than human ones, which is not the case, he said in a statement. Nobody seemed to notice that he was a puppet being controlled by a Terminator. Anyways, and Cycros and DPView apparently are debating whether Russian Google is racist. So,
no more than normal Google. They both love white people and hate gooks. And now we're demonetized.
Wait, we were getting paid?
I'm just thinking if Google's going to hate anyone, it's going to be somebody with a Chinese firewall. Doesn't let all the Googles through.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about a fun project of making a portable firewall, but be a ways off before I get around to that. The concept was a Raspberry with an extra Wi-Fi adapter on it, so you could like have a tablet or something and use the Raspberry to connect to the Wi-Fi and then have it act as a bit of a firewall between you and whatever hotel or coffee shop Wi-Fi you're on. So, although you could probably jerry-rig the same thing up with a couple of old Linksys routers and like a 9-volt battery. So, anyways, CRU is not back yet, so we'll continue to stretch because I want to hear what he thinks about racist computers. But how do you prove an algorithm isn't biased? What if you're actually discovering differences between the genders? I don't know. I mean, you know, at one point science proved that, and then they were all shot for being intolerant.
Well, sometimes you want what would appear to be a racist algorithm. I want to search how many loans to black people did Bank A make. I'm not searching it because I'm racist against black people, but if they made one home loan in an area with 4 million black people, you might say that bank might not be loaning to black people because they're black. Because I'm fairly certain, no matter how destitute the average population is there, more than one would qualify for a home loan. Is the algorithm racist? Because it's looking for race. It's looking for race in an attempt to stop racism. But its search in and of itself is racist. I'm not searching for everyone. I'm not including Asians. I'm not looking for honkies.
Can we use honkies?
I'm taking that word. It is mine.
Okay. I mean, I don't care. I don't, you know. I start opening the show with "What up, my honkies?" But that
it's either that or Cracker Tea.
Hey,
one
Wolves,
or the other.
Wolves, never use those words in a string again, man. It just doesn't roll off the tongue for you, my southern brother.
Oh, so what do you think about racist computer algorithms? Are you?
I like them.
You like,
anything that put? I like anything that puts things in a category. Makes it easy to sort out. I don't buy this racist bullshit, man. Because once everything's racist, nothing's racist.
Well, they've already defined everything as problematic, right?
Well, that's what I mean. So nothing is.
Like, nope, that's just called normal.
I just fucking... It just blows my mind that we're still having this fucking discussion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Because
when I was growing up, admittedly, I didn't have a preponderance of minorities around me, but I don't remember it ever being like a problem. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, oh, there's the black guy, get him. Like, nobody gave a fuck. It's like, oh, there's Jared. He's black. So what? I don't know. It's just Jared. Okay, whatever. I mean, you know, that was the end of it, right? It's like it was a physical descriptor. It was how you identified the guy. It's like he's easy to pick out of a crowd. His skin's a different color. Oh, okay, cool. Anything else? Well, no. I mean, okay, whatever.
We were talking this at the workshop with a couple of the guys I know down there at the mechanical place. And one of the dudes' name is Vinny. He's got a tattoo of the fucking Southern Cross on his arm because he likes Australian sports. And 10 years ago, that was the big thing to do. If you're into sports, is have the Australian Southern Cross on your arm. That's now racist. Vinny is a second-generation Italian, and he's being called a Nazi.
Would never have guessed that with a name called Vinny.
Vinny. Yeah, so a decision he made 10 years ago is really coming back to bite him in the ass, even though he's not even fucking close.
Well, think growing up, how many of you guys watched Family Matters, Fresh Prince, I don't know, The Cosby Show?
Oh, sure.
Old enough, yeah. Maybe, actually, Good Times. I think that's the oldest one I've ever seen. I watched those TV shows, and I'm not thinking, I'm watching black TV. I'm thinking, Will Smith will eventually become an actor. Back then, yeah. I actually thought it was good. I rewatched some of the early episodes, and he wasn't an actor, so he memorized everyone's script. You can watch him lip, like, he's not saying it, but his lips are moving to the other person's lines, so he knows when it's his turn to talk.
There we go.
But
yeah, just
you didn't think about race. It hasn't been a thing for a while.
I don't know why it suddenly is in the last 7 years. It just seems to be going mental.
I could get political and say the Democrat Party needed votes, but we shouldn't get political on this show.
I don't care. I don't care which party's doing it, but for goddamn, I'm going to fight for my right to call someone a faggot on the internet. One of the greatest things of all
racism.
Time.
That's not racism.
I know
they're
it's
black
not.
Black faggots, they're white faggots.
I know, Madman. It's the simple pleasure of being on the internet is calling someone a faggot in an argument. Come on.
We're not making fun of gay people. We're just being mean.
Exactly. Let me be mean to people. Fucking right. Because then you can be mean back to me. And then we say, and maybe we'll have a fucking laugh after that. And then we might become friends. Did you ever think of that? It's the same with the workshop. Like, my name on here is RU486. They won't use that name for me down there. They call me WD40. Because they think it's fucking funny. I don't. Because they're just being cunts. But it's their right to be cunts.
I don't get the joke. Are you greasy?
No, it's just they were making fun of, like, dude, 2 letters and 3 numbers? What kind of faggotry is that? I'm going to call you after this can of fucking degreaser.
WD-40.
Exactly. Because it...
I thought they were making an insight and deep comment about how you like to break things down and get in between the cracks.
I like to think that after they keep ribbing me for the first half hour of being there. But that's... Same with you guys. Like, when we all first met, it took quite a while for a few people to realize that just because I was calling you a fucking cunt didn't mean I was insulting you. You know what I mean? It takes a while.
Oh, I figured you just assumed I had warmth and depth and the ability to cause pleasure.
See, there you go. Madman thinking positive. It is part of the Australian culture to just absolutely tear the living shit out of each other. Constantly. It's not a sign of hatred or anything like that. It's affection. And it's also pushing each other's buttons to get a rise out of each other.
Actually, I think that's kind of a part of male culture. Well, that's unless your chicks do it too.
I don't know I don't know what women do. I'm not a woman or associate with one. But, yeah, they can't take my right to call Madman a faggot. Or mops a cunt.
I fully support your right to call Madman a faggot, but I'm not so certain about the second one there. Anyways.
I'm a flaming sack of pricks, and don't either of you forget it.
Oh, hell.
I just mean all this speech infringement and this categorizing, and you can't have this category, but you must have this category. It's horseshit, man. Let's get back to it all being one.
Well, it's very simple, right? You let people say whatever the hell they want. That way the idiots out themselves.
Exactly.
Ooh. How do you write an algorithm to search for flaming sacks of pricks?
Well, you just go on Pornhub and punch that in. Let me know what you find. I'm afraid moment. You'll find exactly what you're looking for. Like, literally what you're looking for. And I mean the correct usage of literally, not how everyone uses it in common parlance.
You mean figuratively?
Yes.
Figuratively had a word. It's called figuratively.
Moving on.
Forgive me where I got this picture from, Matt Morps, but I think you need this for your cat.
You think I need this picture for my cat? Let's see. I could get down with this. Unfortunately, my cat would be like, oh, you want these? Yeah, fuck you. It's like, we have a new game of keep away to play.
Just a quick
description. Oh, God.
Of it.
It wasn't anything related to what I typed.
It's saddlebags for a cat for beer.
And Madman is discovering the weird parts of the internet. Actually, that's
why
not
would
even
you
the weird
be
parts.
An inflatable latex sack? Why would you make an inflatable latex sack?
Hello, I'm from the Australian government. Do you have something to hide?
Yep.
Milfing the flames. That's another one that came up.
We're not after your dick pics.
Madman is.
All right, let's move on. The next article here is from Torrent Freak. Shit's getting weird.
Oh, that window's getting closed and burned.
Madman, why do you need a new monitor? The old one had to get lit on fire. Torrent Freak, publisher sues Adblock Plus for copyright infringement. This is a weird one. German publisher Alex Springer is suing the company behind Adblock Plus for copyright infringement. According to the company, which owns Build and Die Welt, among others, Adblock endangers digital journalism and changes the programming code of websites.
No, it doesn't.
There can be little doubt that without revenue generated by advertising, today's web would be a very different animal. Many sites live or die by the money they bring in via advertising, but a growing number of platforms feel that a volume can make up that, or a, let's try this again. A growing number of platforms feel that volume can make up for quality, bombarding visitors with what many may consider unstoppable spam. For the savvy, of course, there are plenty of options to available to block the most annoying ads. Most browsers use plugins like uBlock or AdBlock Plus to limit the number of ads they see, much to the disappointment of those delivering them. In an effort to stop this quote-unquote freeloading, digital publisher company Alex Springer has waged a years-long campaign against German-based developer AO Gimbimp, the company behind AdBlock Plus. The publisher, which owns Build and Die Welt, among others, claimed that AdBlock Plus and its users undermined its business model. However, after trips to regional and eventually Germany's Supreme Court, in April 2018, AdBlock Plus and IO GmbH came out on top. Now, a year later, Alex Springer has returned for another bite of the cherry. This time, the publisher claims that the AdBlock Plus infringes on copyright. The company's complaint, reported on Heist.d, appears to push the boundary of what is generally accepted as infringement. Advertising blockers change the programming code of websites, thus directly accessing the legally protected offer of publishers, says Klaas Hendrik Sorg, head of the media law at Axel Springer. In the long term, they will not only damage a central financial basis for digital journalism, but will also jeopardize open access to opinion-forming information on the internet in the long term. Until the actual complaint is made available, according to Heist, it's yet to be served. The precise details behind the complaint are open to speculation. However, considering the way AdBlock Plus works, it seems unlikely that a browser plugin could in any way change the code on digital platforms. It's a point not lost on IO, who totally rejects the claim. The argument that we intervene in the programming code of websites, I would like to call it almost absurd, IO spokesman said in a statement. It does not take much technical understanding to understand that a browser-side plugin does not make it possible to modify anything on Springer servers. It's not totally inconceivable that Alex Springer may attempt to persuade an argument under other aspects of copyright law, such as circumvention of technological measures put in place by copyright holders to restrict acts they don't authorize. Of course, the full details will only become apparent when the lawsuit is eventually made available for public scrutiny. Basically, this publisher is saying that because AdBlock is altering how the code's published, it's copyright infringement. It's like, oh, no, you're changing our stuff, which makes your copy illegal.
But it doesn't actually change anything, does it?
No, AdBlock just prevents elements from loading.
Yeah, and that's the change so that he's talking about.
It's still there. It's still there. I'm just not seeing it.
I just want to see where he's coming from.
It's preventing your computer from making those connections.
Yeah. I see where he's coming from, but he's just an idiot.
I like it. That's the best. Yes, you were correct.
You get the I'm a little bit retarded Alex Jones queued up. That's what this guy is doing. Basically. You by
Australia. Wrong one.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
That's how that lawsuit should open up. Like, what we're about to say here is going to be fucking absolutely retarded, but we're going to have to see, you're going to have to see it from my own. I see where he's coming from. You're stopping the advertising on his website. Man, just get yourself a better base of user. The users you have right now that aren't looking at your ads and not the people you want, so maybe get rid of them off your site.
Can you imagine if they win, though? It would make it illegal to modify how anything runs on your own PC.
And me up.
This is like at the basic level of what Stallman's been claiming. Stallman claims is going to happen eventually, where it's like, you have no rights to your own hardware. You have to run it as provided.
But that would mean whenever my computer stops a virus from entering, I'm committing copyright infringement. It's not loading what that website intended me to have.
Yeah, I'd say that would be an unintended consequence. I think you're right.
Yeah.
The same argument he's making works towards malware.
Works towards a lot, actually, because modifying how the code runs on your machine is a basic fundamental thing. It's called installation. It's so that software will configure itself for the environment on your computer. So it's kind of dumb to be like, oh, no, you can't modify code. It has to run if we provide it. It's really just somebody who's butt hurt that they don't have the ability to dictate what your computer does.
Yeah, they can see they're losing money.
No, they're not. I'm just not going to their website anymore. Oh, wait, I don't read German. Never mind. But anyways, so it's a strange argument, and it's just kind of reaching. The fact that it's getting anywhere means that copyright law probably has gotten a little bit overbroad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it got a little overbroad whenever it was lifetime of the author plus the lifetime of Walt Disney plus the lifetime of the son plus how long can Hugh Hefner maintain an erection.
Yeah, at this point, I wish they would just bribe Congress and say, okay, you know what? Anything owned by Disney is never going out of copyright, but everything else can. And just be done with it. It's like, you know, why are you guys extending general copyright? Obviously, you're getting the Disney money. Just you know, let Disney have their perpetual copyright because you've given Congress enough money. Or hell, put a price tag on it. Like, you know, you give the government $5 billion or something like that, and you can have the perpetual copyright and just be done with it. Just put a price tag on it.
You'd have House will always win, man.
Well, that's the point, right? Give them a game that they can win and leave the rest of us alone.
They're never going to leave us alone.
Yeah. I like what DP View says. Imagine getting sued for not visiting certain websites. It's like, I see you.
Oh, it's coming.
I see you haven't connected to Facebook today. Do you have something to hide?
It's coming. I see you haven't looked at the news broadcasts today from the direct news broadcasting. You know what I mean? You're getting news and content elsewhere.
They actually used a system today at work. We had an outage, and, I work for a company that was purchased a while back, and it was the first time we'd seen the new outage alert system. You know, you get robocalls, and you actually have to respond that you received them where it calls you again.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll sit there and call your phone every 10 minutes.
That's a level of accountability you just can't get around.
Well,
I have no problem with that. That's what the system's designed for.
I wasn't at my desk, so I didn't know it was my phone was ringing because I was in a meeting, right? So my cell phone starts blowing up with text messages, and it's like, you know, you have to respond to them. Otherwise, it messages you again. And I did some checking. Apparently, if people don't respond in not necessarily in a systems down situation, they were just using that for gauging because that's just how their system works, but because of the company I work for is large and deals with multiple things, it's like if you are in a disaster type scenario, like, you know, fire, flood, hurricane, that kind of thing, they're going to use that to organize the search parties if, like, a building collapses. I did some reading on the policies on that after it happened today. It's like, damn, that's awesome.
My company does a similar thing. It's like text back 1 if you're alive, 2 if you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if I'm dead, why am I going to? I'm not going to text you. Assume.
Text back 2 if you're dead. I am so conflicted right now. Oh, that's a hard decision to make. Do I tell them I'm dead? I'm a ghost. Wait, what happens if you're a zombie?
You have to respond.
This is the question where what would Jesus do gets confusing.
I'm still trying to work with my someone I know and convince him that no, Jesus is not a zombie. It's burgers for the win.
Video games and your child.
It's okay. He had another guy.
Yeah, he had another dude. He had him one up. He had him one up.
Okay. Last article for this week. Hey, we've actually managed to stretch the show out. Awesome. Last article for this week is from Newsweek.com. DLive, a new streaming platform, has just announced that PewDiePie will be moving to the platform. Kilchberg will be streaming once a week, trying to move away from YouTube Live. YouTube takes upwards of 45% of the revenue generated through donations and ads, while DLive takes a significantly smaller cut of the donations and earnings, making it potentially more hospital app for content creators to use. DLive describes itself as a press release in a press release announcing the partnership with Kilchberg as a decentralized live stream community built using the Lino blockchain. The Lino blockchain takes money donated through PayPal and turns it into Lino points, which can then be donated to streamers. So it's like arcade tokens or Disney Fun Bucks, in that you'll never see that money again. Only 9.9% of the money donated gets taken from the streamer, with the other 90% going directly to the content creator's pocket. That pool of money is withheld and can be either given back to the community or used by the streamer for activities. Pewds will be taking the money from the pool to donate to other streamers while on DLive. So once it's in DLive, it's not like you ever get the money back. Even the streamer doesn't get the money back. It goes into their wallet on DLive, which they can then use for things on DLive.
So if I have a million DLive bucks, I can only spend it on DLive?
If I'm understanding this right, let me keep going here. The platform plans to make its money by taking a small amount of the Lino points, raising from 0.2 through 9.9% annually. This money is given to infrastructure service providers, application developers like DLive validators, and the users who contribute to the network, according to the DLive website. DLive is a proof of concept for what the Lino blockchain could potentially provide in the future. So they've actually built this on top of a Bitcoin clone. It is kind of similar to the Brave model, DP view. So, separate from better known platforms like Twitch and YouTube, DLive has attracted some controversial streamers. InfoWars conspiracy theorist Alex Jones started to stream on the platform, but he was banned on April the 5th.
They've already lost my interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went and had a look yesterday when the story broke about it. And then we found out Alex had been banned, and I was like, yeah, nah. You start out by banning someone straight away, I'm not really interested in giving you any money.
Well, if you can ban somebody from it, it's not really decentralized now, is it?
No. You're still technically within all the top five if you're banning people they've banned. So, if they were to go, well, Alex is welcome, and so is every other crazy, I would have been, fuck yeah, I'm in too.
Well, since these Lino points are a cryptocurrency, it's possible that you might be able to find a exchange to get your cash back out. I haven't looked, to be honest.
No, I didn't look too much into it.
But it's just one of these things where it's like, well, PewDiePie has got enough fuck you money that he probably doesn't really care. So I'm not certain how the platform works if you're putting money in via PayPal. But the only people who are ever actually getting cash out are people who are, quote, contributing to the infrastructure or the company itself, and not the streamers. Maybe I'm missing it. Maybe they can take the Lino points and take them to an exchange and get cash back.
I'll look into it further next week and get back to you.
Yeah, it's just one of these things where it's like, I'm not certain that the appeal is really there. I mean, they're going to see a surge in users just because of, you know, PewDiePie's moving over there. But if, like I said, if you can ban somebody off of it, it's not exactly a decentralized platform.
Well,
like he's just moving over for live streams. He's still going to have his YouTube channel.
Well, yeah.
I hope their system is big enough to handle a live stream of his, because I know when stream.me, big YouTuber came over there and just knocked their servers offline. Because he bought like 19,000 people at once connecting.
I'm just curious if stream.me is still dead or if it's still a parking page. No, it's gone.
Never to be seen again. one of those rare roses you find every now and then growing out in the middle of a fucking field.
It's not even resolving anymore. It's gone.
It was beautiful for that one instant moment.
Let's see. Their last tweet was on March the 3rd, and they're still advertising it. So, yeah, it's dead. That's unfortunate. Let's move on. Let's do this. All right. Two things for you tonight in Digital Dojo. The first is an article sent to me by Laser Wolf, which is a write-up by Dinobots Computer Audio that explains that he has done a ton of work on Debian-based systems and TinyCore, actually, trying to figure out the kernel flags to get Linux audio to not suck. Anybody who's done any serious work on Linux audio will know that unless you've got a lot of horsepower to throw at it and the time to set up the jack audio system and all this stuff, it's a bit of a pain to actually get high-end audio working correctly on Linux. Now, it's not nearly as bad as it used to be. Pulse Audio was god-awful for a long time, but it's finally gotten to where it doesn't suck. Of course, drivers have gotten better, and now here's, a script. He's got a couple of different links to his YouTube, to his GitHub projects, one for Debian and one for TinyCore, that do some kernel tuning to fix it so that audio isn't quite as restricted and gets a little bit more priority on a Linux machine. So that, one, if you're just listening to audio, you're a lot less likely to get gaps and sputters and clicks and that kind of shit. But two, if you're actually trying to do real-time audio work, like for an example, we broadcast and record this show on a Linux laptop. I use the software Mix to do it because it's one that I found that actually works quite well for what I need. And actually, I used to do the soundboard through it as well, but I came up with another method. But I'm always messing with how to do this thing. I'm actually going to be redoing it soon. And I'm probably going to be using this script because it works on Raspis and other single boards computers that are running Debian-based distros. So you can use it to get better audio performance out of a Raspi. So I'm probably going to be using that because I'm thinking about trying to set up a dedicated Raspi to use as the broadcast system, and if Madman was serious about working with RU, I need to set up something that they can get on to run shows without me, basically, because I don't know when they plan on doing it. Can't promise I'll always be around for that, so need to see what I can come up with there. And although it doesn't actually have to be live, could be live to tape, and then they just send me the file and we just play it on the stream. But whatever, we'll figure it out. Or, we'll decide we just have nothing, and that'll be that. But anyways, so it's a nice script. Laser sent it over. I think there was actually an article about it on Hackaday. Basically, what these things do is they fix the priority of the audio group. They improve audio thread priority. They improve the latency of the operating system with some kernel adjustments, and they touch up on network latency as well. So if you're streaming, it's not so bad. And like I said, they work on Raspis, so that, I think that's probably where they're really needed on machines that don't have quite as much CPU power. If you have a nice high-end rig running Linux, you may discover you don't have audio issues, and so you don't care. But if you do, it's worth looking into. The final thing I have for you tonight, I'm almost positive we've done on Digital Dojo before, but it's a nice open-source set of programs from CG Security called Test Disk and PhotoRec. It is a file recovery program for basically most formats of disk. And if you happen to purchase devices that have SD cards with them off eBay, you could potentially use them to recover 379 photos and 4 video files from a 32 gig SD card that happened to be in a camera that might have been purchased off eBay, metaphorically.
Oh, that's going in the old toolbox.
So,
hands rubbing.
Not that this happened recently.
Or that it was just,
any of us.
Some high school chick's, Paris vacation photos that were completely uninteresting and got deleted because they were just a waste of space. But I might be willing to admit that the tool works quite well on discs purchased from resellers, especially of the used variety. Also, if you just, you know, have SD cards that are like near death or dying or have just lost files on or you accidentally formatted or something, yeah, probably worth taking a run at it if you're just trying to do data recovery for any reason. You know, I might be willing to admit that a recent eBay purchase provided an opportunity to play around and see what you found. But, yeah, it is an efficient tool if the disk isn't too far gone. Like, if it's just been, like, formatted, especially by a camera or something that doesn't really go through and write the zeros to the device that just resets the fat table. It's your standard undelete utility, right? But you basically point it at a physical disk, and it'll just run until you stop it or, you know, it finally completes every sector, trying to recover any files it can find. Generally, with things like memory cards, once it stops finding files, it's probably going to be done finding files. Most devices that write to memory cards, cameras, and that kind of thing, they tend to write to the thing just sequentially, right? They're not doing any kind of wear leveling or any kind of CPU-intensive operations on writing all over the SD card. They tend to be sequential, so once they stop, you know, you don't need to wait the multiple hours it will be to finish going through a disk. Now, a hard disk, on the other hand, is a little bit different. But, you know, if you're a hard disk used by a computer, you know, you probably do want to let that one run all day. But it's a nice, free, open-source utility. I think it's open-source. Maybe it's not open-source, but it's free. Oh, it is open-source. Here we go. Test Disk is open-source software and licensed under the GNU Public General Public License. Powerful free data recovery software designed primarily to help recover lost partitions and or make non-booting disks bootable again when these symptoms are caused by faulty software, e.g. certain types of viruses or human error. It doesn't really work if the, you know, if like you have hardware failure.
Yeah.
Like, if you've accidentally formatted a disk, this thing can help you. If you have the click of death on a zip disk, this is not going to help you. If you're using a zip disk, God cannot help you.
But he does forgive you.
I think that's all I have for tonight. my God. Yeah, I was going through stuff the other day in the closet. I found a parallel port zip drive. I didn't have the heart to throw it away.
No way, man. That goes on the display shelf.
I need to do something with this. But I found
it. Did you hook it up to your computer?
I don't have a computer with a readily available parallel port near me at the moment, actually. Need to get a USB LPT port.
Have you already started constructing the adapter to make it USB compatible?
No, I don't know why you would think such things. Freaking ports are expensive. Anyways, yeah, they make USB to parallel adapters. I'm aware. That's the joke. I was actually thinking like gutting it and putting a Raspi in it or something, right? But then I wouldn't have a functional zip disk, and I might one day come across a zip disk and really need to know what's on it.
No, you won't. You've moved four times since you had a last zip disk. They've been thrown away.
I actually found some more in the closet along with the disc. I haven't gone through them to see what was on them. I'm pretty sure most of them were just junk. It's like something that old can't have any value, anything of value on it, right?
Yeah, it can.
It's like, when was the last time you used that? Windows 95! Oh, I actually came across a program manager replacement for Windows 3.1 earlier today that replicates Windows 95. And I was sitting there thinking, free DOS with Windows for workgroups and a whole bunch of internet add-ons to make it look like a modern operating system, and you could troll the fuck out of somebody. It's like, why does nothing work? Because it's a 16-bit computer. What the fuck? A 16-bit OS. Yeah, there's an article where somebody managed to fit Windows 3.1 on like the BIOS of their ThinkPad or some bullshit. So it's like, what the fuck?
We could bring Windows ME back. I don't know why you wouldn't want to.
No, go away.
No, go away.
That's all I got for tonight. Listen to the stream. We're always working on Pure Decking every Thursday. The Galaxy 15 site and subreddit in the IRC tonight. Myself, Sardonic, Cykros, DPView, Iron Angel, and Madman. Cykros' last comment was, in fact, to buy a USB to parallel port adapter to get the zip disk working again. DPView's last comment was correcting me on test discs being GPL V2. And Madman, closing thoughts.
I may have to find more converting websites than the one I use. Not that I've been stripping audio while on this show. I respect you more than that.
I thought I hit the fail sound, but instead I hit the dramatic sound. Did I hit just the wrong button? What's one below it? Nope, that's just an explosion.
And you right.
Although if
that pad.
Anyone wants to listen to Thomas Sowell on the vulgar pride of intellectuals, I may have an audio version of that now.
Closing thoughts, are you?
I'm going to be doing exactly what Madman's doing the next couple of days. I've got an exercise regime that I'm starting for 12 months. God fucking damn it. But that's about it, man.
Yeah,
ooh.
That sucks.
I've run out of food. I guess I should look into, I don't know, Atkins or Jenny Craig or something.
I'm pretty sure there are delivery services that'll, you know, relieve you of that notion. It's like
if where I used to live, the answer is yes. Here, no, and it sucks.
I think about going on a diet, then I punch myself in the face really hard.
Like, I think about going on a diet, then I'm like, I can have Indian oven deliver chicken vindaloo, garlic naan, and some deep fried vegetable in like 4 fucking seconds.
That's it, well, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Go ahead, are you? Then we'll close it out.
No, I'm done.
All right.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Down to go nose down and call it a night.